2312B. Work session on House Bill 23B. The purpose of the meeting is to consider the proposed amendments to House Bill 23B. Legislative Council has drafted proposed conference committee amendments to the bill. And you, I believe, we, in fact, we just handed out the B7 amendments. Counselor, can you explain what the amendments do, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the conference committee. The B7 amendment to House Bill 2312B, if adopted by the committee, would add a provision that when a conviction has been set aside because of this DNA testing, the prosecution of any offense that was dismissed or not charged pursuant to a plea agreement can be filed within the period of the statute of limitations, or if that has not already told, or 2 years, whichever is longer. And this is an amendment that has been distributed to Ms. Meyer of the ACLU, Mr. Hummel of OCDLA, and Mr. Barry, Mr. McDonald of ODAA, and all of them have reviewed this amendment and agree that this captures what they intended it to capture.
Nobody's opposing?
Well, nobody who has previously spoken in this committee or in any of the judiciary committees on this bill is opposed to this amendment.
Okay. Any discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chair, I just think this has been a very positive process to get this bill in shape where our criminal justice system will have the credibility of knowing that if somebody is truly innocent, that they have this this safety valve to prove their innocence, even if they end up pleading guilty to a crime for whatever reason they do, Measure 11 being just one of them. And I certainly approve of this amendment that was proposed by the district attorneys, because it's not our intent to provide defendants with a method of manipulating the system. If they're found innocent on a charge under this amendment through DNA, then they have to go face the music on other charges that may have been dismissed or dropped as a condition of a plea bargain.
It's kind of referred to as justice.
Justice. We're talking about justice and we're talking about public safety, and I think this is a very good balance.
Any further discussion on the amendments? I'll make a motion on the amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move we adopt the B7 amendments to House Bill 2312B.
Senator Burdick has moved that we adopt the B7 amendments to House Bill 23B. Any further discussion? Those who are opinion that the B amendments to House Bill 2312 be adopted will say aye.
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 Opposed? Amendments are in.
Mr. Chair, I move that the House concur. Oh, let's see. No, so soon. Never mind. Go ahead.
You're all right.
No. Will you read that, please?
Let's see.
No, I think we need a representative to do that.
We need to have a representative do this part of it.
Mr. Chair, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 27th, that the bill be further amended with the B7 amendments and repassed.
Ray Barker has moved that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 27th, that the bill be further amended and the B7 amendments and repassed. Any discussion? Well, we talk about a bipartisan deal here. We've got both sides of the building on it, Republicans and Democrats. Good lesson, huh?
You bet.
We'd be good.
Those are the opinion that House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 27th. The bill be further amended with the B7 amendments and repassed. We'll say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. And the bill is amended, and it is still going to the floor, right?
Yes, we need carriers for each side, each chamber.
Thatcher had been the original carrier. I think I'm going to ask Representative Barker. Would that be fine?
Yes, it will, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
And Senator Burdick for the Senate?
Carry on the other side, Senator Burdick. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 2312B, and we are adjourned. Thank you.
And we have...